far, the things I think are good is that he's focused, he's staying, you know, on message, and he's moving forward. On the negative side of it, I think a little bit of it is with him being new. He has moved forward on a few things, and we're kind of, you know, we're not quite caught up to him yet. So, you know, it's going to take a little bit of adjustment, not that it's a disaster, but I think that's kind of the good and the bad of it right now.
Well, is he, in your opinion, doing those things that we've talked about for a while in terms of the structural changes that have been needed? Are these some of those changes, do you think?
They absolutely are. I was down in the House for 6 years, and it seemed like both sides kept trying to move forward on old fixes, you know, trying to find pockets of money and move them around, trying to come up with one-time fees, that type of stuff. He's looking at structural, and he's saying we've got to reform this thing and readjust, and that in itself is going to be painful, but it needs to be done, and I think if we can get it accomplished, you're going to see a different Michigan, but a good Michigan for the next 20, 30 years.
What are some of the other differences you're seeing right now with what the Snyder administration is putting forth?
I think the focus and a direction. We've had, I think, as you know, Walt, we've had a lot of people that have been upset, you know, calling, saying don't do certain things, pretty mad. But he's staying focused. He's not coming out and putting his finger to the wind and saying which way is the most popular way to go. And I think when we were elected in November, the campaign, all the conversations I had, Walt, I don't think anybody was kidding themselves thinking we'd go down there and everybody would end up being happy and there'd be kumbaya. That if you're going to really do it, some people might not be happy. And he's staying focused, and you know, he's trying to be respectful, but not change because of somebody pushing on him saying, well, I don't want you to do this. He's still moving forward.
Sometimes it seems, at least from some of the reports we're seeing out of the media that cover Lansing, that there isn't a real bipartisan feel right now. It's because the Republicans have control. They are putting these issues through. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I would agree. I think where they're getting some of that attitude, if you will, or that type of focus would be a lot of what we've heard coming out of Wisconsin. Because every time I go out now and talk with people, they're saying, well, is Rick kind of trying to do what the governor is in Wisconsin? And I say no. And by that I mean one of the main things that was glaring to me was when the governor talked about his budget, he said we need some concessions. And he even gave a number, tossed it out to the public. But he said, I don't get those concessions until we go back and talk to the rank and file. He said, we've got to work through three contracts. So that's a different tone, in my opinion, than what we saw coming out of Wisconsin. And so now it's up to both sides to sit down and see what they can do to hit those targets, to hit those numbers.
We're speaking with Tom Casperson this morning, State Senator. And Tom, you know, one of the things also that we've always talked about here in the Upper Peninsula when it comes to legislation out of Lansing is that things that maybe work downstate don't always work up here, and there isn't always a one-size-fits-all approach. Is the governor showing, in your opinion, the willingness to take a look at input from someone like yourself saying, well, you know, that may work down in Grand Rapids or may work in Lansing, but it's not going to work in Marquette or Escanaba? Is his door open to your input?
It is more than I would have ever imagined. I'm glad. I'm grateful for it. And yes, because we have run into some of these snags already. And I've talked with him directly. He has then sent Dick Posthumus. If you can remember, Dick was used to be lieutenant governor and then ran for governor. He's working with the governor right now. And Dick and I have been in communication. We're talking about some of the very specifics you're talking about, the differences, and they certainly are listening.
Just when we look at some of these other issues that are on the table with the budget, how do you think it's going to shake down, and when do you think we're actually going to see an approved budget?
Well, I'm hoping that the Senate and the House will have their budgets to propose here right after they're going into break. So I'm assuming right after break we're going to be pretty close. A lot of the members probably are going to be down there through the break on appropriations for sure, trying to work that out. And the goal still is to try and get this thing done by June, the first part of June, have a final budget, but we got to get the two proposals in there, yes, in the Senate and the House. I would suspect that'll happen in May.
Well, after being in the trenches for as long as you have in Lansing, to have a budget that early would probably seem almost groundbreaking, wouldn't it?
Well, it is, but again, I think, well, a lot of, and this comes back from the governor, he's focused, and a lot of the new members that have come in are focused. We know there's going to be tough decisions. Nobody's kidding themselves. And it doesn't make any sense whatsoever to drag this out. We might as well make the decisions, get them done, and move forward. And I think the public, when they see in the next year or two the proposals coming out that we're offering up balanced budgets without the deficits, the structural changes been made, I think will be somewhat of a breath of fresh air. But again, I'm not kidding anybody to suggest that it's going to be easy. It's going to be hard.